based on their belongings. In addition to the 80,000 soldiers, reservists also mobilized for the first time since the American post-war occupation ended in 1954. Dave?
A rebound in Japan's stock market, Bill. The Nikkei up nearly 6% overnight. Miami has kicked its mayor out of office.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Carlos Alvarez was in the middle of a second term but had been taking heat for budgets that repeatedly raised property taxes while granting millions in pay raises to his aides.
And Fox News Radio's Evan Brown in Miami says the vote wasn't even close.
88% of voters opted to recall both Alvarez and County Commissioner Natasha Cejas.
A special election is next. When you think of Donald Trump running for president? Does it make you laugh?
While some White House hopefuls are courting voters, Donald Trump was courting laughs at his own expense as the latest victim of a Comedy Central roast. Jeff Ross, one of many comedians taking digs at the Donald.
Personally, I hope you win because I can't wait for the inauguration.
But Trump showing he can hold his own when it comes to self-deprecation.
What's the difference between a wet raccoon and Donald J. Trump's hair? A wet raccoon doesn't have $7 billion in the bank.
Trump says he'll announce his presidential plans in June. Steve Rappaport, Fox News Radio.
And Clemson and UNC Asheville, the first winners in the expanded NCAA men's tournament. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
February's unemployment rate in Oregon dropped to 10.2%. It's essentially unchanged from 10.4% in January, but state employment economist Nick Belichick says it's going in the right direction.
February brought a seasonally adjusted increase of 9,800 non-farm jobs to Oregon, the fifth consecutive month of strong job growth. Monthly job growth since October has averaged a strong 5,900 jobs. Nearly all of the jobs were in the private sector.
The fields that saw the most job growth were manufacturing, construction, and professional services. Someone is picking your pocket, and you probably don't know it. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb explains.
Officials at the Bonneville Power Administration are asking for the public's help in a recent theft of copper wire and fuel. They say each year hundreds of thousands of dollars in copper wire is stolen from them, and that cost is passed through to everyone in the Northwest when they pay their power bill. BPA spokesman Doug Johnson.
Public is incredibly key in helping us find folks who have committed crimes, stolen stuff from us, broken in and vandalized equipment and facilities. We do pay rewards up to $25,000, depending on the magnitude of the efforts of the individuals that help us, whether or not it leads to a prosecution or arrest.
The theft occurred sometime during the last weekend of February. The damage and loss is around $2,000. I'm Lori Robb reporting 1110 KBND Radio News.
A Bend business is getting some attention from the governor. Kitzhaber is praising Kealoha Paddles is a good example of a small Oregon business working with the state to grow business. Through Business Oregon, the state assists small and medium-sized businesses by connecting them to export markets and supply chains to larger companies. It also provides innovation research from our universities and helps them access the capital that's necessary to help them grow and build their business.
Over the past 2 years, as most of you know, access to capital has been a real pinch point in recovering and expanding. And the Oregon Business Department's Finance and Capital Access Programs have made a significant difference for many small businesses throughout the state of Oregon.
Governor Kitzhaber toured the Bend business yesterday before speaking at the on Monday before speaking at the annual EDCO luncheon. If you are having trouble paying your heating bills, there is help available. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer tells you where you can turn.
Neighbor Impact says it has gotten more federal funds to help people out. Judy Hogue with Neighbor Impact says they're finding the need is greater than ever.
We're seeing a lot of first-time applicants, a lot of people who, you know, they're in their 40s and 50s and have always been able to pay their own way, and it's just not that way for them right now, you know, all due to layoffs and all that.
There are income qualifications. As a general rule of thumb, a family of four earning nearly $43,000 a year would qualify. To apply, you must call 541-504-2155. You cannot walk in and apply. Kelly Blyer, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Your pet does not belong in your lap when you're driving. The fact that some people drive that way is the reason Oregon is considering a new law. 1110 KBND's Jim McLaren reports.
Legislative aide Jennifer Lewis tells the committee what happened to one woman driving with a dog in her lap.
And she pressed the accelerator rather than the brake, hit a bicyclist, severely injuring that bicyclist, and proceeded to run into the side of a house.
So a new bill would
creates an offense of driving with a pet in your lap and designates that offense as a Class D traffic violation with a maximum fine of $90.
Other experts added that lap riding is also dangerous for the pet. It can be crushed by an inflating airbag. Jim McLaren, 1110 KBND Radio News.
It appears the soaring gas prices are cooling off.
Retail gas prices are up for the week, but prices are not climbing as quickly as they have in previous weeks.
That is Marie Dodds at the AAA, says the average price for gas in Oregon is up a nickel to $3.64, diesel up about a nickel to $4.08 a gallon. The price of crude oil has dropped several dollars a barrel yesterday because of the crisis in Japan and concerns about the economic recovery. That's your news. Donna James, depend on us. News Talk 1110 KBND.
Scattered snow showers will be possible today above 3,000 feet. There may be about 2 to 4 inches of slushy accumulation as you get higher up in elevation. A high today near 39 below 3,000 feet. A little bit of rain may mix in with snow during the afternoon. There will be snow at times this evening. Cloudy overnight with a low down to 25. We'll start off with snow on St. Patrick's Day. Some rain may mix with the snow during the afternoon with a high near 41. And cloudy Friday with a mix of rain and snow off and on through the afternoon. A high near 45. From the Weather Channel, I'm Jeff Maher on News Talk 1110 KBND.
Alcohol and drug addiction can happen to anyone. In fact, most of us know someone in our own family or circle of friends who needs help. Since we opened our doors in 1973, Serenity Lane has seen over 50,000 men and women overcome their addiction to alcohol or other drugs. And our research shows